When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You ready?
I guess.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the GITM podcast, where we cover everything from the paranormal to true crime to just general stupidity.
So just absolutely nothing like today?
Well, we've been on vacation, our holiday vacation.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it. We're back. So we just want to get caught up with what's going on with the world since we've been on hiatus.
Bunch of bullshit.
Like I said, it's the end of days. I'm convinced it's the end of days.
Yeah, but not the biblical kind. It's just we all suck.
However you want to look at it.
We just all suck. That's the problem. All this shit goes down and everything starts to go downhill. And then all the Bible thumpers are going to be like, "We told you so." And I'm going to be like, "No."
No, you didn't. But
you think Jesus is coming back for you? No, he gave up on y'all's asses a long time ago.
Well, we have to kind of agree that for 3 years the world has been freaking crazy, and mm-hmm. It's just getting progressively worse.
Yeah.
But now some things are starting to play out where maybe I'm thinking it might be the end of days, hence the name of this episode.
That will be very loosely based on that anyway.
So that's what this episode is going to be about. We're just going to reconnect with our at least 5 followers. And
on a good day.
Even though we've been pretty big in Poland for a while. I'm just saying.
Have we? I haven't been tracking that shit.
Yeah, we dropped out of the top. But
how high did we get? I don't know.
The Polish people loved us.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Isn't racism rampant in Poland?
I don't know. But we're gonna
feed into that one.
We're gonna talk about what has transpired since our last episode in the world. We're going to cover some comments,
stuff.
We're just going to generally shoot the shit. This is gonna be short and sweet, kind of like our sex lives.
Christmas was a thing. Have we done one since Thanksgiving?
I think we've done one since Thanksgiving.
Is that the Cleveland one?
Yeah,
the Israel or not Israel Keys? That piece of shit.
From
that
Cleveland,
jailer yeah. of a fuck.
Yeah, so that is what this episode is going to be about. It's going to reminisce our What the Fuck Wednesdays. Just a general shit show.
Yeah, because we got about an hour of nothing planned.
Hey, it's where we do our best work when we're
unprepared.
So, let's
go. We're not drunk. In the past, some of our drunken streams have gone pretty interesting, pretty well, depending on who you ask.
Let's go ahead and address some of these.
These 2 comments by one person?
Well, I'll give the other person. We get a bunch of these comments from about demonic scratches.
Oh, yeah.
From the old episode.
Oh, yeah. The chick that got fucking marved from Home Alone 2 with an iron in the face.
Yeah. But we get those daily, so we're going to hit a couple of those.
I know. It's still the most popular thing. I wasn't even a part of this shit when that was
I don't know made. Why people watch that episode.
Tyler's here.
What's up, Tyler?
We are back. We're still alive. I don't think there was any near-death experiences.
Maybe there was. Maybe
Phil
there was.
Does have a ticker monitor.
Yeah, I got a heart monitor on because, you know, I'm liable to keel over at any moment.
Stroke out.
Where's there it is. Let's bring this over here.
We're also dealing with some new setup stuff.
Yeah, we're
trying. Hence why, you know, you can see there's some stuff going on. We're not 100%.
This was kind of, we knew it was going to, we were going to do this, but.
We were B-rate podcast. We were D-minus rate podcasters when we were regularly doing this. You got to give us a minute when we've been off for fucking almost 2 months.
Yes. So let's go ahead and get into this Empress comment. This is the last one I believe we got a couple days ago. Excuse me. I woke up with 3 scratches on my face. It looked like someone burned my face with an iron or something. Please, can you tell me something?
You got a cat?
Or I'm trying to picture. I have, even though I'm a man, a bachelor, I have ironed before, and I know how to.
Yeah, iron. I've done it once or twice in my life.
I'm trying to think how you get scratches that with an iron, because you got iron comes to the point.
Well, I think she's just saying that. Oh, you mean like in the shape? Well, does it? Now, are we talking about the shape of an iron, or are we just talking about it's red and irritated as if it was a burn?
That's which does, in these cases, it will become red and irritated.
True.
Through my personal experience.
Hence, do you have any allergies?
That's true. Now,
do you have a cat, and are you allergic to cats also?
What I tell everybody that converses with me on this subject, what you have to do is do some self-investigation.
Some soul-searching?
And figure out, like what you said, if you have cats.
That's your first fucking step, is if you have a furry serial killer in your house.
You know, check that. When's it happening? I'm assuming most of this happens to people when they sleep. So being unconscious plays a role in this, for the mere fact of you don't know what's going on when you're sleeping. So
truth.
Now, both of my experiences with scratches, those weird scratches, has come when I was awake.
Yeah.
Actually, just sitting there. It's happened to me twice. So, like, that episode's called Demonic Scratches, because that is generally the rule of thumb of what is popular. People say mark of the three scratches, mark of the
holy, mark of the beast,
the holy trinity, and all that happy stuff. Now,
which leads us into our next comment. Not really.
Now, it could be very well, it could be something paranormal or something spiritual, I will say. And I use the word spiritual as in other realm.
Otherworldly, if you will.
Or it could be natural.
Cue X-Files sound.
It could be something natural, like a cat, a dog.
Dude, it could be even something, though. I mean, the scratch thing could just be you in your sleep. And the irritation could be from the scratch, from the rubbing on the pillow, all the way to, like, it could be something as benign as a change in your makeup routine or your skincare routine.
And there could be something, you know, detergents, skin irritations. You know, there is a vast array. You can't immediately jump to demonic or evil when you get these type situations. You have to do your due diligence and kind of figure out what the hell's going on.
Mm.
If you're having activity in your house of some sort, that plays a, if you know, things are moving, things are flying across the wall or flying across the room, if you're hearing things, you are seeing aberrations, or you're seeing some kind of paranormal activity, and this happens, then you have a better case.
The Lizard King is here. Is that like the Lizard King, like the skateboarder?
I don't know.
What are you guys' topic usually? Man, it's started with this type of shit.
The paranormal.
Both interested in that. I brought in the true crime aspect, which you also got into a little bit.
I love true crime, which, let's be honest, the podcast will take a bit of a turn, I think, in this upcoming year,
mm-hmm.
to more killer, serial killer, true crime, and possibly
conspiracy theories.
And I think the next episode, or one of the next two episodes, the next one, I don't know who's going to do it, either me or you, because the way we do it here is I'll take a week, he takes a week.
It depends on when we're doing it, because like I said, I'll be out of town this weekend.
So we might try to fit one in.
I have a signing in Baltimore.
Yeah. we will try to fit one in here sometime, maybe this week, upcoming, before this weekend or immediately after the weekend. Because
we got to cover that window. That is so drastic.
Well, like I said, we're not equipped to daytime
life. That's true. This might be the earliest podcast we've ever done.
Or most of the time when it started like this, but it's carried over to nighttime and it works out.
Dusk.
So,
which it's basically fucking dusk right now.
But anyway.
The sun's going to be down in an hour and 10 minutes.
We are going to more of a, you know, like I say, my next episode that I'm going to do will be more of a conspiracy.
Do you know which one?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Are we going to keep it to ourselves, or are we going to hit a teaser?
You know, I've long said the government's not our friends. They have done things in the name of, dare I say, science. that
the loosely used, and, I'm assuming,
that in warfare, that is not good for us.
We're gonna get into some. Are we gonna break in? Like, are we gonna bleed into Nazis with this potentially?
No, 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 well, maybe. You know, there could be some Nazi-ish type stuff going on, but. We are still going to do the paranormal every now and then, and you know, cover you know, some haunting type stuff.
We seem like a couple.
Well, maybe we are. It's 2024 now. We do not judge.
It's my dad. Also, yes. He's coming straight from fucking Cock County, Tennessee.
Yeah,
I think that was in Tennessee. I don't know. I watched a little mini documentary on YouTube about Cock County.
So that is where the podcast will take us in the upcoming year. Now, let's, speaking of, who said we look like a couple?
The Lizard King, the skateboarder.
Oh, God.
I really hope that's actually the skateboarder. That'd be sick.
I'm not up to date. I'm old, man. I'm 50.
He's nobody young. He's been around forever.
I'm 51.
Because I don't watch skateboarding, but I know who the Lizard King is.
Well, whatever it is.
It's Gonzo's here. Cool, what the fucking emote is that?
I don't know. But anyway, let's get into the next comment, which we get these a lot. Let's talk about the one.
No, so that's Gonzo.
Sweet.
I'm assuming that the Lizard King is Gonzo.
It very well could be. Gonzo likes to do that. He has multiple personalities.
Yeah, we have caught him in this before. Which I'm cool. I'll take the views.
Let's go back to our...
No names.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck these motherfuckers. I will say, if you're dumb enough to post, I will put your name on there.
Well, it's not a legal name either.
And even if you're dumb enough to have your legal name on there, I'm going to give it to him. I'm done playing games with these some bitches.
So he am me. Okay. All right.
No, I
am. But do you skateboard?
Anyway, I'll say at Rick Dickweed. That's what I'm going to call him.
This person.
Rick Dickweed. Here is what Rick Dickweed says. Get the dude with the glasses off your podcast. He's talking about farts and shit. That's why y'all got 50 views.
First off, 50 views is a pretty good fucking episode for us.
Yeah, no shit.
Second.
You trying to insult us, fucktard?
Second, I don't talk about farts and shitting that much. Third, farts and shits are a part of humanity, and they shan't be neglected. And also, I saw a post that made me... rethink a lot the way I look at this. If you don't think farts are funny, at least to a certain extent, you're a fucking loser, because you are making the conscious decision to go through life with a smaller amount of smiles and laughs, but the same amount of farts.
We talk about the hard stuff here. We're hard hitting.
Talk about what we're on the need to know.
We bring what the people want.
And plus, how can I create a weird dichotomy of personality if I don't talk about immature shit and then also know a surprising amount about other shit?
But in Rick's defense,
we got Rick rolled because he hit us twice.
Yeah. It's not the first person to comment about this.
There's 487 million YouTube channels. I'm not trying to drive away people who might want to watch our videos or listen to our show.
All right.
But if it's not for you, it's not for you. Go listen to fucking, I don't know, Larry King or like Morbid.
Joel Alstein.
There you go, Morbid. If you're into true crime, Morbid's a great show if you don't want to hear people talk about dicks and farts. Yeah. And we also don't talk about dicks and farts that fucking much.
Let's be honest. We're not that talented to fill up an hour and a half worth of space and not talk about some stupid shit.
No.
We're not talented at all.
I live my life in fucking movie quotes outside of this.
And as for 50 views, that's a good one. But you don't know how many downloads we get on...
What do you want, whore?
Our local... Or on our actual podcast feed. I guarantee you we get more than 50-something bitches. So
the main reason for this here YouTube channel is not for the, excuse me, the live streams. It's so that we have video that we can clip into shorter clips because those get us views on YouTube, not these.
This just makes it easier and saves space. I'll be honest. YouTube is just a way for me to save video to put it up on Spotify.
Also, yes.
So that's it.
Because we're part of the Spotify Video Podcast Partner Program.
That is it, kids. So, Rick.
What are you doing over there, shithead?
Maybe that's what she's doing.
We got a chalupa in the building.
So, Rick, we will continue to talk about farts and shit at our leisure. It might be not be, come up again for a couple weeks, but it will come up.
It just makes me want to install a fart mic. Just put a microphone right there. I got a fart mic.
It's called you.
No, I'm talking like put a microphone right there. And I have like a little, like how Joe Rogan has a cough button.
Yeah.
We'll just have a little button that activates that mic. Not actually going to do it. She was yawning.
Oh, well, don't yawn so loudly.
Lizard King seems to be new here. We've got a cryptid in the building.
Hey, Chalupa. It's not dinner time.
I love that her name has just evolved into something that I called her as a joke. Would you like to feed her?
It's not even close to dinner time.
Well, it is now. It's because we're both in here. It's okay. I guess it's okay to take a pause from the live stream that nobody's going to watch anyway to feed the dog. Who eats better than I do half the time?
Shit.
Right? Especially with this whole holiday thing. What a bitch. I'll be honest, I think she's dying. Yeah, I think she's on her way out, which sounds really morbid, but like I'm pretty convinced.
She is
13. Is she? Well, she looks 52. Oh, I guess I can pull up that other comment.
Yeah, go ahead, pull up that
one. Where's that app? Because the other one, I don't really give a shit about the one where he's coming after me. I could give a fuck less. The other one is just one of those ones that I find funny to me. Oh, also shout out to the person that suggested some stuff for us to watch in relationship to Demonic Scratches, I guess, because that's what they commented on. It was on that. I said Earthquake Kelly, Terror by Night, and The Terrifying Truth About Dark Visitors in the Night by Thorn Crown Studios. I have a feeling those are porns. But no, the other one's the one that got me. This dude said, you better stop talking like that about the demon. You know it's real, right? The more you say his name, the more power you give it. Mind you, this is on our episode on Zozo, the Ouija board demon, if you don't know what that is. Oh shit, did we lose connection? What the fuck? So we lost video. We still have audio. God. We're getting silenced by the woke media. Or maybe it's the Zozo demon because we continue to say their name. The fucking camera die? Well, shit. If it keeps going, we'll just put up
a fucking... Going.
We'll just put up a thumbnail. But yeah. Clearly, this person... I had assumed from their original comment anyway that they had not made it to the end of said episode. Let alone, they definitely did not make it because they think that for some reason we are...
I wonder what...
We are afeard of... Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the video. Like I said, push comes to shove, we still throw up a fucking thumbnail or something. But, we're supposed to be scared of the, again, clearly, you did not watch that episode because we are not afeared of the Zozo demon of the Ouija board because, I don't know about you, I don't know if your feelings have changed on this, I don't believe in that shit.
Well, here's the thing I will say about this. I have done, back in my real paranormal days, I've done everything that they said not to do. And guess what? I'm fine. And once again, I apologize for the video problem. I don't know what the hell's going on. It looks like we're still up and running. Just the camera has fucked up.
In a great angle look for me, too.
It is. So we apologize for this. But at least you're still hearing us. So that's a plus. Now, but getting back to this, I am a firm believer if the demonic world is a thing, which I'm not saying it's not or not saying it is. I don't know. There's no proof either way. But if there is, if it is, I do not fear it for the mere fact this is, you get, fear gives, if it is a thing, fear gives it or they or whatever their power.
That was very woke of you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get our camera back up. Maybe thought maybe they'd help us. You know, so I don't care. And
I love how I covered my mic but didn't move it. Like you didn't totally hear that cough.
And some people might not like this. People that get
riled up and scared,
or no, that do have issues, or maybe even dare I say possessed, probably because they're a little weak upstairs.
Their mental faculties.
You're right. They have some issues going on. I don't. Maybe weak's a little strong term, but they have some deficiencies upstairs or some mental issues. To where
you also touched on that.
And listen, I've said all along, if a demon tried to possess me, he's in for. It'd be like somebody trying to steal my identity. They just fuck themselves.
Right. You'd probably do me a favor.
You'd probably improve my credit score.
Well, I don't know. I've been working on the old score. It's moving in the right direction.
Not even a demon wants up in between these ears.
Right. Yeah. It'd be like if Zozo were to come through that fucking shitty Amazon Ouija board behind us, which again, we played with this fucking thing on a stream and did not close it or anything. We live in the same house. Nothing happened. Go figure. But if Zozo were to come out of his little hidey hole,
it'd make for a great episode.
And try to like infiltrate my body and mind, it would be like, you remember Scary Movie 2?
I don't think I watched Scary Movie
2. Oh, so there's a scene where there's a clown, I forget what movie they ripped it off of, but there's a clown doll in the room with one of the characters who shows homosexual tendencies throughout the series.
Yeah.
And the clown drags him underneath the clown doll drags him underneath the bed, I'm guessing to kill him. But then you hear him go, what? And then the clown tries to escape, and a BBC comes out and wraps around his neck and pulls him back in. He goes, no! Nah! That would be Zozo if he tried to infiltrate probably either of our minds. Possibly more so mine.
Yeah, let me check something real quick.
What? Oh, with the camera?
Yeah. And you just shit. Really?
I'm telling you, dude, that dog's dying. Like, I'm not trying to be negative, but...
Damn dog.
Love her.
Right there in front of me.
I love her, but I think her faculties are weak, as we were just speaking of. Is it frozen on the camera, too?
Well, it doesn't show here.
There's that spray right there, too. This fucking dog. Why? Why today? You ruin everything. You're not even my real mom. You act like you don't get cared for. You live a better life than we do. See, this is the real fuck of the whole thing. Is anybody who's actually listens to this thing knows the big dog is the fucking easy one to deal with, and he has seizures. This is just a shit show of a house. Your fucking whole body's gonna explode at any moment. I'm fat. This one's apparently losing control of her body, and the big boy in there has fucking seizures. Shakes the whole goddamn house. Yeah. So are we just fucked on the camera? Fuck it. Who gives a flying hoot?
Let me work. See if I keep talking. Let me see if I can work my magic.
Zozo's not fucking real. It's like we talk about in all these episodes. It's the whole idea of like the tulpa.
Right.
If you give something the belief and the power, even within your own noggin, it's going to fucking be some type of a thing. So just don't. And then report back to us on whether or not you still are a pussy. Oh, are we back?
I think so. We're back.
Look at that. We just had a dead fucking source. Woohoo.
I fixed it.
Now you can see our ugly, dumb faces.
I fixed it. All right. Hopefully we're back up. Okay.
Oh, look at that. We suck again.
So anyway,
I think that lens needs cleaning.
I don't. It might.
Oh, this is all not stuff that I give a shit about right now. I mean, this is our triumphant return.
I don't give a shit about
Zozo.
I don't worry about it.
Right. Like, could you imagine if we started saying the other name demons on that? He'd be like, oh, ball. Who the fuck? You're telling me that I need to not say the name of and be scared of something that is named after testicles?
Yes. But, you know, and I'm a big believer of, you give something, it's like a bully. A bully feeds on your fear. Same thing. You don't give it your fear, it has nothing to feed on.
Yeah. If he's like, hey, what's up, doucher? And you're just like, all right, Jared. And you just walk away, they're going to be like, shit.
Yeah, so my best advice to you, don't be a puss.
That's the thing.
Don't be a puss.
Yeah. And if Zozo's bothering you, fight it.
I will go up to a mirror and say, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Right, done it multiple times in my life. Nothing happened. Nothing. No Beetlejuice. None of that.
Matter of fact, I hope it would happen right now. It might get us more than 50 views.
Probably not.
Well, it might take a few days to go viral.
What else happened? Oh, that was Christmas. Christmas. Forgot about that.
It was all right. I didn't do shit.
I've been playing Switch like a motherfucker ever since Christmas.
Yeah.
Working on Giratina right now in Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Yeah, New Year's sucked. Christmas was all right. I didn't do shit.
New Year's was all right. I mean, it's just New Year's.
Yeah, I didn't do shit.
My birthday had, you know, dinner and all that jazz.
Another day older.
Right? That's what I said. Everybody's like, ah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I appreciate it, but like, it's just a day.
The only good thing about my birthday, which was a week or so after yours.
Closer to death.
No, I was on vacation, so.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go to work.
Yeah, there's that.
So, you know, anyway. So, what's going on in the world since we've been gone? There's one thing I want to talk about real quick, because I know there's one thing you want to talk about.
What?
I want to talk about Miami.
Miami?
Yeah,
Bienvenido a Miami.
The alien, 10-foot aliens that showed up in the mall.
Or the not. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at on that.
It kind of died off. What has
That's exactly what they want.
What has anything transpired over
there? I don't know. I stopped fucking paying attention to it because it got so tinfoil hatty.
Well, I will say that it was interesting that there were 75 police. The story is kids were fighting. Fireworks or whatever.
Mistakes. 300 fucking cops showed
well,
up.
Well, like 100 police cars showed up. 75 to 100 police cars. 250 cops.
Yeah.
I mean,
in Miami, you're worried about like maybe a little fucking tussle and some fireworks in Miami to that point.
Cocaine capital of the fucking world.
Right.
Or at least it was. I don't know if it is still. But
the cops are just rolling around and they're like, oh, let's stop investigating this Zoe Pound group and then go break up some teenagers.
But I will say this was one hell of a police presence for some kids fighting.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not buying the kids fighting thing.
Nah.
Now, am I buying the 10-foot aliens?
Nah.
I don't know. But when I heard the story, what is that operation? I want to say Blue Beam.
Yeah.
Where is Blue Beam?
Project Blue Beam.
Project Blue
Beam. There's the one I covered.
Where they see the Jesus in the sky. Basically, they use a fake UFO shit too. Is this the beginning stages of Project Blue Beam?
I was just waiting to see in one of these videos that people put out from like their high rise apartments that there was like a Krispy Kreme in the background. I was like, there you go. It's just a normal night.
But whatever, I don't know what would, I mean, I heard that electricity was turned off. Then I think that was debunked. I heard that they shut down the airport. I haven't heard if that was debunked either.
I doubt it. I feel like we would know about that.
So
Miami's a pretty big airport.
If
they shut down the airport, how are they going to bring in all the cocaine?
I don't know. Subs.
And how's Hunter Biden going to continue to live life normally without all of that cocaine being brought into the country?
I would like to know what the fuck that was all about.
I wonder if it's in concurrence with the super fog in New Orleans. Did you see that shit?
No, I did not see.
There's like a 150 car pileup. Because a fog just so thick that you just couldn't do fuck all about it. Just rolled in out of nowhere. And apparently it's not the first time it happened.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, weather's...
The highway just looked like a fucking car graveyard. There's just burnt semis and shit. There's like, I think it said like 150 or somewhere around there.
Well, you know, weather is weird. So, I mean...
Whether or not we like it or not.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I do think there's something weird about that whole Miami situation. I don't know what it is. I don't buy the videos.
I was honestly kind of waiting to find out that like some fucking world leader got assassinated on U.S. territory.
And this goes in, if this is, whether it is 10-foot aliens or Project Bluebeam, either way, it's marking the end of days. It doesn't matter. Either way.
You can be that guy now. The end is nigh.
I'm going, what Woody Harrelson in what movie? One of those asteroid movies. Not the one with, not Armageddon, the other one that came out about the same time.
Where it Woody actually, Harrelson?
Yeah, he played it wasn't that. It was Kong versus Godzilla? He played like a tinfoil hat type podcaster in a van. I've only seen it
once. Maybe. I don't know. I've only seen it once. The new fucking Godzilla and Kong movie looks sick.
How many times can we do it, though?
They're going to fight together.
Oh.
Maybe. Against, like, another Kong.
Oh, a bad Kong? A white Kong?
Yeah, and Godzilla's going to turn pink.
Sweet. We got to get the flag in there, baby. We got to get the flag.
Dude, I don't know. It looked fucking sick, though. I was watching. I was like, every part of my masculinity is fucking erect right now. The only way this could get better is if, like, they were fighting and, like, something went bad south, and then fucking the next thing you hear is like, and it's like, I am Optimus Prime, and then you just fucking, and then the Ninja Turtles come out. The Ninja Turtles, but in the Power Rangers Zords, like, just mix them all together. Fuck it. Just throw all the names in the hat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Antarctica. That's what Izzy said. We have, I don't know if you were watching back then, but if you go back far enough in the episodes, there's an Antarctica episode. What is salt burn? I saw that, fucking, that comment, like salt, like the movie? I know there's a movie, Salt Burn.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I know there's a movie, Salt Burn, that came out last year.
I've seen Salt with, what's her name?
Stupid.
Yeah. Wasn't a big fan.
What else? Oh, that, yeah, as far as the Miami thing, I don't fucking know, man. Like,
it's weird either way. There has to be something weird about it just for the mere police presence. Either that or fucking Miami don't fuck around.
I have not. Now I have to watch Carol and the End of the World. I also want to watch that Self-Reliance on Hulu. Looks funny. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, like, realistically, like, it could have been, it could be something as fucking stupid as like a pipeline burst or the discovery of some form of like natural gas or some shit like that. They're like, we're gonna lock this down.
I would expect that kind of turnout for maybe a bomb threat or bomb scare or something,
right?
You know, but for some kids fighting, or I've heard kids fighting, I heard fireworks, blah blah blah, whatever.
Maybe Andrew Tate was there.
Probably that would do it.
Apparently they're shutting him down again.
Jesus Christ.
He's just a bit much. And he fucking puts on a show, which is the worst part.
Yeah.
I saw a guy that like went into his little compound home and like fucking like he straight up told him, he was like, look, talk shit back. Da 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 da. Like when they weren't on live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, so you're just feeding into the monster that you've created.
Right. I mean, I have nothing against him.
I don't give a fuck what he does personally. As long as he's not sexually assaulting people or raping anybody, we'll have to bleep that out. I forgot you can't say that.
You didn't know you can't say graping. I said graping.
I didn't.
You said sexual assault. I think
I also followed it up with that one word you can't say, so graping? We'll have to cut that out.
Graping? No, we ain't cutting shit out.
But like, I'm saying like that's bad. Don't do that. Other than that, I don't give a fuck what Andrew Tate does.
So
I mean, kick people in the face all you want. I really don't care. Just don't do it to me. But
one thing that has happened since we last aired, there's one thing on this podcast I've bitched about on several episodes. How Maxwell got put away for child trafficking.
Oh, just ball Maxwell?
To nobody. But those lists are coming out, and I was extremely disappointed.
Fucking Stephen Hawking.
That made me chuckle.
Like, what did they, like, the memes I've seen of that are hilarious. When it's like, was like when Stephen Hawking got to Epstein's Island and his fucking young Forrest Gump running the fucking shit falling off his legs. But that was my immediate question. I don't know Stephen Hawking's physical ability before he passed away. But also, you would often think that, like, what did they have a fucking RoboCop suit for him when he got there?
I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
That'd be awesome, though.
He'd be like, I created this so that I could fuck young children.
I mean...
And also, did you see this meteor that was named after me? Fuck Stephen Hawking, if that's true.
You know, brilliant mind. Here's the thing. I was excited when that list came out. Then when it comes out, it's not the list.
Yeah.
It's just people that were involved in that case.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're guilty of anything.
It's not even anything, like, updated for real.
I mean, so don't you come over here, you little rugrat. You are...
Rugrat.
But, you know, so I was excited. I had a really big heart on. And then all of a sudden, it was left with blue balls.
Like, yeah, I mean, we should have known that. She was just going to give up enough information to try to help herself out.
Yeah.
I mean, but what, billionaire bunkers? What, are you surprised? What else are they going to spend their time and money on? If I had
$1 billion, I'd be making a bunker too.
Yeah, we'd just call it house. Like, that would just be home. Hey, we're going to the bunker this weekend? Yeah, I'm going home. Yeah, that's my plan.
That's the plan.
But, yeah, this Miami thing, I don't fucking know, man. It could just be, for all we know, it was a distraction technique and, like, 4,000 fucking, like, missing Eastern European children got fucking, like, shipped over to another island in the Caribbean while all the attention was on that. I don't fucking know.
Right. You know, it's... Maybe someday we'll get we'll get some answers, but I'm not
Walmart's border buses. Did you see the video of see the video of the guy that, like, everybody's talking about, these dangerous people coming from south of the border, and this guy posted a video that I guess he was at some golf course that is on the border,
right?
And he's sitting there like lining up and tees off, and like a bunch of people right there behind the fucking tape or behind the little bullshit barricade are like, hey!
That would be funny. I'd be a great Border Patrol agent playing on that golf course, because you don't know where my shit's going,
dude. I especially considering, like, everybody talks like we have this fucking, like, bomb ass method of handling borders, and, like, have you ever watched any of the TV shows that follow Border Patrol in the South?
No.
They literally, like, they just get by them, and they'll be like, he's headed this way. And I'm like, you're not going to fucking catch him. There's only three of you right there in, like, a 5-mile radius, and we all know it. Yeah. Or they'll be like, they play, like, cat and mouse with them. Like, they'll catch them, like, halfway across the border, and then they'll just, like, stand there like, uh-uh. And the person will literally just be, like, walking back and forth, like, almost like they're trying to, like they're getting into a fight with a bully at school, and they're trying to fucking, like, go around the table to get away and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I did see...
What, the Cat Williams
thing? Yeah, I did watch some.
I haven't watched the whole thing.
I haven't watched it all, but I watched a lot of it. He said some really weird shit, which is shit we've known Hollywood. Hollywood is... There's some fucked up shit going on in Hollywood anyway.
Cat Williams is to Hollywood as Charleston White is to hip-hop. That guy's a fucking hoot.
But I could listen to Cat Williams talk for hours.
Everybody is gay in Hollywood.
I mean, I could just listen to that voice for hours. But he did say, I mean...
He said it's because Puffy is fucking Kevin Hart. That is just what it is.
I mean, I don't know what he said was true, but would not surprise me.
It's like, I find it slightly hard to take any information from a man who started a fight with, like, a 14-year-old kid over a pickup soccer game in, like, an apartment complex and lost.
He lost the soccer game or the fight?
The fight.
No shit.
I mean, it wasn't much of a fight, but he definitely didn't win.
Is there ever really a winner?
He's
in
also
fight?
Only like 5 feet tall.
That's being generous.
I take shits bigger than Cat Williams. Oh, sorry, commenter. Pussy.
I don't, but you know, we have known for years that Hollywood is into some freaky shit.
Yeah. See, but that's part of my problem too, is like, accept it. It's real. Yeah. What about everyone else? We act like it stops at Hollywood or that it stops with the government. Like nobody's talking about fucking like the family that is in charge of Walmart or any of this shit. Oh, are we starting to get dark? Yeah. Sound like a 50-year-old man in Southern Kentucky. It's starting to get dark in here, Martha. We better get on home and go watch Andy Griffith while we sleep in our separate full-size beds.
Yeah.
But like, you think everybody's not involved in this shit?
Everybody's
this shit goes back to the beginning of fucking recorded time. The Greeks were fucking kids. Everybody was fucking kids.
We've talked about this in the past on episodes. There was a time when it was perfectly acceptable to marry a 14-year-old.
Yeah. Now, fucking Jerry Lee Lewis did it. Jerry Lee Lewis married his like 13-year-old fucking cousin.
It's just a matter of, you know, as time, I'm not saying I agree with it, but back, and this wasn't that long ago, you know, 70, 80, 100 years ago, it was perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
But and if it's you're a different part
of
the time.
Church of Latter-day Saints, it still is.
It's just now we look at things, attitudes toward things has changed for the better. Mm-hmm. But we look at the past through the filters of today.
Yeah.
Not everybody, people in that day did not view it the same.
Jesus. If you or somebody you know suffers from erectile dysfunction.
Do we need to get you some?
I need Blue Chew for my mic stand, apparently. Go figure. We take like 2 months off and all of the equipment's just going to fuck.
But, you know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying.
Fat as fuck.
I'm just saying we do not. It's hard to judge people from the past because it was a different time. Different things were important, you know. So, but it wasn't that long ago. And like you said, throughout history, powerful people have been diddling.
It wasn't
younger like, people.
Like, arguably like you said, Greece, powerful Rome. At that point. Like the further back in history you go, you know that it was just common practice.
Right. I mean, but the powerful do have some kink, and I respect kink. But here's the thing. Everybody
you want behind closed doors with consenting adults. I don't give a fuck at that. But whatever you want to do, as long as you're not like, don't make snuff films. And I don't know how I feel about poo-poo.
I believe we all got a little bit of a weird side to every human being on the planet has a little bit of a weird side to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm a little bit freaky. But,
dirty bitch.
I mean, I draw the line. I have a hard line I don't cross.
Yeah, traditionally at kids, that's a hard line. Should be a hard line for everybody who's not. I was going to say not a kid, but just like also just kids don't.
When I was that either in my late, not late, when I was in my early 20s, I dated a 17-year-old.
Well, didn't you go to school with her too?
No, I just knew her. Oh. I was 22, 23. You know.
Well, I mean, isn't there something in place now? Isn't there like a Romeo and Juliet law?
You've met her.
Yeah. Isn't there like a Romeo and Juliet law or some shit like that? That has to do with that. It's like if you're like 20 or 19 and your girlfriend's 17, but you started dating while you're like going to school together or some shit like that. Then there's like a carryover, like a grandfathering in of legality. Right.
But, you know, that's what a lot of people talk about, you know, the teacher-student situations that pop up.
We've had this conversation.
What do you expect when you put a 23-year-old, male or female, around 18-year-olds? They're not that far apart in age.
Nah. And I'm not saying I agree with it because we've had this conversation.
It's a matter of
power. It's bullshit how, like, if a male teacher – I don't want to say it's bullshit. Don't get me – like, don't quote me wrong on this. I was going to say it's bullshit that if a male teacher has a relationship with a female student, it's excuse me, way more frowned upon than if a male student sleeps with or something like that, a female teacher. Which culturally, people are like, oh, that's awesome. Da-da-da. It's not cool either way.
But it's more acceptable the latter way.
Yeah. In personal opinion.
Which is sexist if you think about it.
It is, but it's also not cool either way. It's still a person of authority and power going beyond that authority and power and doing something that they don't have the right to do.
Just to play devil's advocate, when you're fresh out of college, 22, 23, and you get that job, you're still a child yourself.
Yeah.
It's not some maniacal fucking power play.
Right. Which is like, I had one of those. I had a young female teacher for weightlifting when I was in high school that took over for the coach that lost his mind. There's a football coach that was the weightlifting teacher. Uh-huh. He lost his shit, legitimately. And like, there was guys that would be like, and I'm like, you're an idiot. Because she wasn't about it. I think she understood the assignment, if you will.
Right.
As the kids say.
But we can't be shocked when you put 22, 23-year-old people around 18-year-olds, 17, 18-year-olds. There's not that much fucking difference.
Especially nowadays where all of them are pumped full of fucking hormones from whatever they're getting their parents feed them from Walmart and Kroger.
That's true.
So you get a bunch of 17-year-olds that are basically 40. They're going to have a heart condition by the time they're 36.
But when you put the people of those ages together, there's not that much difference. Mm. There's going to be attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with power. It has everything to do with horniness.
I don't want to say there's going to be. There is definitely the potential for it.
A greater chance.
Yeah.
Right. Your odds go up dramatically.
Yeah.
Now,
100%.
The only way to correct it or to help it is to let fresh out of college new teachers not go to secondary education. Make them go to younger.
Well, we hope that that helps curb it. That either helps curb it or it makes it a lot worse.
Right. I mean, so, but.
You have a fucking that's my boy situation going on.
Oh, hell, I'd be all right. If my son was banging his teacher, I'd be all right.
See, I don't think I would.
But
at the same time, I'm like, I wouldn't be.
I would be. I would
like,
not
you're
be.
You're a fucking teacher. This is like, teach. Be a teacher.
Not, I mean.
You're supposed to be guiding these kids, not fucking them. You're supposed to be guiding them, not guiding them in.
I would not. Let me rephrase it. I would not be as upset because I have daughters. If it was my daughters, somebody's losing their life. Get the fucking body bags.
Which is crazy because like you never hear. Well, I don't want to say never, but you hear. I feel like you hear about that less, which you would think would be more likely.
Yeah.
Because guys oftentimes are fucking idiots.
But it's like that SNL skit. I see him on TikTok all the time where Pete Davidson's on trial. They're trying to and the attorney's questioning. He's under, mm-hmm. Questioning him on the stand. He goes, he's basically saying all the great things that's coming along with fucking his teacher.
Yeah.
It's fucking actually kind of funny.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's the whole thing of on paper and execution. I feel like it's just two totally different things. Yeah.
But my point is, you're playing with fire, putting people.
Don't be horribly shocked by it, but it still doesn't make it okay.
And it's not always some big power play. Now, if the teacher is 40 something, then we have a fucking power play problem. Then we have a predator.
Not to say that you can't have it with somebody younger too, but I find it less shocking if the teacher's barely old enough to drink.
But a 22, 23, 24-year-old...
I find that much less shocking. I'm not saying that it makes it better, but it is less surprising.
It's different. I'd say it's different. For a mere fact, they're still children. Human beings still... Their mental capacity is still growing at 25.
Yeah.
You do not become an adult till you're...
I think long story short, if you're a teacher, don't try to bang your students.
Wait till they graduate.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, also, yes. Like, because then you at least are out of the contractual obligation that you have knowingly signed up for being a teacher and molding a young minds and trying to be one that guides them in the right direction.
Well, I
think that's where the biggest part is. It's not the it's not so much the physical part that should be. I think it's more so the moral side of it to me.
Excuse me.
That is harder to get, because like it's like go in a different fucking profession.
Right.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Like you chose a path, a very important path, and you're now muddying the waters of that path. And on top of that, you're bringing in legal ramifications for it. And also, let's also talk about the fact that not only do you now have this legal ramification, you've now got a stamp on you for the rest of your life for doing what you did, and a criminal record.
No, I mean, yeah.
So just don't be fucking stupid.
I agree.
Go home and jill off. Or jack off, depending on your preferred or your pronouns and your physical equipment.
Hell. I mean, if you can get a 20-year-old, you can get a 20-year-old. Fuck, do it.
It's basically the same thing. Go get a freshman in college.
I'm too old for all that shit now.
Yeah. And other than that, I was going to say, like, I wanted to talk about Natalia Speaks, but you haven't seen all of it yet.
Well, we can talk about it. I have my opinions on it.
Your opinions will change after you watch the second season.
They're all fucked up.
Because the second season throws everything for a loop. They put the two of them, she's on camera for most of the second season.
Have we found out how old she is?
She definitely wasn't 22 or 23.
For those people who don't, is the Indiana...
Spoiler alert for you guys.
The Indiana case where it was I don't know what her condition...
She's a dwarf. She has dwarfism, a form of dwarfism.
She was adopted by a couple, and they
claimed, in Indiana.
And there's a whole big hubbub about her age, to where it is rumored that she was in her 20s, not 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was a big.
And she was legally re-aged.
Yeah, she was legally re-aged. So they're all pieces of shit. But do we know exactly what her age is now?
No, I think. I'm not going to say that re-aging her was entirely wrong. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if her age was not entirely accurate, because that's not uncommon with international adoption, because she was from the Ukraine.
Right.
And she was originally in Florida, and then she bounced, or there's two families that potentially were going to adopt her. Unfortunately, she got the latter, because that whole fucking thing, they're saying that she fucking was like standing at the end of their bed with a knife in the middle of the night. And then in the second season, this kind of spoiler, but not entirely, she's like she can't bend her two fingers. So she's like, I can't even hold a knife properly if I was going to stab somebody. She's got a fucking point.
From season one, from what I watched, she was very... mature for, if she was only 12, she was very mature for a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
She knew the ways of the world. And there was some weird shit she was doing
started talking about the neighbors.
The neighbors with the little boys.
Yeah.
You know.
Because mind you, she may have been like 12, but they put her in two different apartments by herself.
But she knew some things that a 12-year-old probably shouldn't know. And acted.
And which also made me question, like, what else was going on in the household?
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Because they did like kind of basically scientifically prove that she definitely was not as old as they re-aged her to. Because they went and talked to her pediatric orthodontist or whatever the fuck. And like he showed them x-rays where she was under the care of and adopted by that family, and she still had baby teeth. Like not like she still had baby teeth, and she hadn't it like, then there was still clearly adult teeth in her jawline ready to come in. So she clearly was not in her 20s. Like I said, she might have, the age might have been a little wrong, because they made the whole thing of like she had full pubic hair and started her period allegedly, and they're like, oh, she's got to be blah blah blah. I'm like, if you're saying she's 9-10 years old at the time, that's potentially not that insane.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I tell you what.
And she's Ukrainian. She's Ukrainian, which I believe they are. They hairy people.
I feel
like they are.
I don't know. I don't want to
and
say.
I think, okay, scratch that. But my biggest one was she also has a very rare form of dwarfism. Who knows what that does hormonally?
Right. That's true.
Well, like, fuck, the youngest girl to ever get pregnant and give birth was like 5 or 6 years old.
No shit.
Yeah. Like, you don't know how any of this shit works. You can't just say that. You can't just be like, pubes, adult. Like, what the fuck? Okay, so what? She had pubic hair. She could have been, maybe she was 12 instead of 10. Whoop-de-fucking-do, Basil. So you got a 12-year-old instead of a 10-year-old. You still adopted her. It's still your responsibility.
Maybe.
And notice they also, you're responsible for an adopted child legally and financially until they're 21 years old. They re-aged her to 22.
How convenient.
Right?
Well,
and that guy is definitely a fucking liar. The dad.
Maybe we will do a full episode on this.
We could do that. I need to find out when the third season comes out.
Because it is a fascinating case. I just think they're all full of shit.
You got to watch the second season.
The first season, from the first season that I did watch, they're all fucked up.
Yeah, you got to watch the second season. That one will throw you for a whole nother loop. Like I said, I've infected my workplace with this show since we started watching it.
All right. You got to get out of here?
Yeah, here shortly.
What time you got to?
5.
What time? I know there's a clock around here.
Oh. 4:37.
All right. So, like I said, we will be coming. I don't know what. Well, no, I won't be coming. I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, we're pretty much. We'll
try.
I doubt we're going to have something ready for this week.
So,
because I'll be leaving Friday morning and I won't be back until Monday night.
So we will continue on a weekend schedule when we can, but we might try to fit one in next week.
If
schedules line up.
Yeah, I was going to say, as of right now, it might just be kind of shit showy and hodgepodgey and thrown together scheduling wise, I don't want to say more consistently, but at least more regularly.
No, we're back, bitches.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we're back.
We might not be able to nail down a fucking time and day, but
even if we have to call them on the phone, we'll do it remote.
That'd be interesting.
That's easy.
Get me at work while I'm like actually working on the line. Be like, you cocksucker.
All right. Well, I thank everybody who kind of stuck it out through this shit show.
The fucking camera went down and everything. Hey,
but we fixed the shit.
The dog pissed on the floor.
And then shit on me.
I do. I think it's going to sound really mean, but I think she's kind of, she's knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Don't fucking copyright strike us, Axel.
Fuck him too. So, but we will be back. We will be much more consistent. We will be back to a weekly podcast and we will see you soon. We have a lot coming up. Like I said, a little bit more conspiratorial, a little bit more alien, a little bit more true crime. We'll still sprinkle in a little salt and pepper of paranormal and maybe some more.
Paranormal is just tough.
Well,
to find something good to talk about that you can actually pull information on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's all been covered. But I mean, some true crime, we got to get to.
Especially without us being able to go places right now. You know what I mean?
But when true crime, we got to cover some of the bigger ones, the big one. We've covered Dahmer.
Did we do Gacy?
I don't think we've done
Gacy. No, I did a post about Gacy. I didn't do it.
But, you know, we got to cover, Manson. We got to cover Manson because that takes in the true crime and conspiracy.
Oh, it's funny, too, because that interview that I was listening to earlier, like, he talked about Charles Manson. He was locked up with Charles Manson.
I mean, we got to do Bundy. We got to hit some of the biggies.
Bundy, Gacy, Greenway. Fuck. We did the Night Stalker, didn't we?
We covered him in like a...
Oh, the Satanic Killers episode.
The Satanic Killers.
So it wasn't him.
It wasn't a full episode.
We did BTK.
Yeah.
We did Ed Kemper.
Yeah.
Dennis Nielsen. Oh, fuck, I'll have to look at him. I can't think of his name right now. Joe Metheny? Did we do Big Joe Metheny?
No, I do not believe so.
That's the other hard part is we got to go. I literally have to fucking go back through our episodes and be like, shit, we already did that. Fuck.
It's all right. We can do. I'm actually, if I get time, I'm actually going to start putting up Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Like reposts?
Redoing some of the older stuff.
The good ones?
Yeah, so.
I don't know. Somebody at work just went back and listened to, I don't know if he finished it, but the West Memphis 3 trilogy that we did.
Speaking of that, before we get out of here, I was sitting up at the bar one night.
Yeah.
It was a Saturday.
Recently?
A couple weeks ago. Because I don't think I went last week. Did I go that?
If you did, I didn't know about it. I know you didn't go this weekend.
It might have been 2 weeks ago. But I'm sitting there minding my own business like I always do. And the guy's sitting next to me, looking at me.
Somebody we know?
You know. I wouldn't say he's a regular, but he's there frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there and he starts talking. He goes, you know what? You're famous. I'm like, do what? I guess he catches the podcast.
Oh.
I was like, oh, so you know Travis?
I can't wait to find out who it is. You just tell me afterwards.
I don't know his name. I've seen him there a couple times.
Hmm.
I was like, that's never happened before.
Right.
That's a first.
Never been recognized due to this.
All right. We will see you guys soon.
Farts and shits.
And
Zozo. And Zozo.
Don't get scratched. Cat scratch fever.
Yeah, if that person left that comment, hit us up if you have any answers to any of those questions.
I mean, if you're going to post those comments, GITMpodcast@gmail.com, send us pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. We never seem to fucking cover that. We have an email.
GITMpodcast.
We are open to questions, and we are for sure as fuck open to subjects.
Yeah. So
that shit gets tough.
If you're going to leave a comment about scratches. I want to see them. That way I know better what I'm looking at.
Tastefully.
And tasteful. We don't want. This sick fuck might want some weird ones.
This is a house of God.
I'm going to become born again. I'm getting close. I'm like Chalupa knocking on heaven's door.
You're born again. Now, if we're going to be born again, we have to go through that reactive attraction therapy.
I better start finding Jesus.
Where they rebirth you and that one girl died.
Yeah.
We could do a whole episode on that. That's some crazy shit, too.
I'm running out of time.
Also want to do the LDS church. Or the FLDS.
Well, and we've talked about this. I want to do it. One of us has to do it. But we got to do you the one you wanted to do for a
Scientology?
Long time.
Scientology? Yeah. Fuck them. What are they going to do? They're going to shut down our bullshit YouTube channel? Shut down our podcast? We start another one and have no listeners again? Just put us right back where we were before. But yeah, the FLDS, we could do that too. Okay. The Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints.
Ooh.
Dude, yeah. I think there's what that one was, Eat, Pray, Stay, Obey or some shit like that. Sweet. The docuseries, fucking good.
All right. Well, there you have it, guys. We will see you soon. Take care. We love you. Leave us a comment, and we will try not to talk about farts and shit as much. We're lying. We're
never going trust
to.
A fart.
We're going to, because I got a shit now. Good night.
Oh, fuck.